Joining me today is author Irena Chalmers, and we're talking about your new book called Food Jobs. It's a pleasure to chat with you today, Irena.
Thank you, Tanya.
This is quite the book, I must say. This looks like it might have taken you quite a while to put together, and you have quite the history in the food world. Can you give us a brief history of what you've been doing?
Well, I decided to write this book because I was so aware from, I teach at the Culinary Institute of America, and many of the students are really not aware of the many, many, many opportunities there are for interesting food jobs. Although it's lovely to work in a restaurant when you love restaurants, there are a lot of other things you can do too. So this is really a guide for anyone who is thinking about a career in the food industry, either in or out of the kitchen, whether they have formal training or not.
You know, I think that is the key, because a lot of people, when they think about working in the food industry, think they have to be in a kitchen or in a restaurant. And looking at some of the suggested jobs that you have, boy, it can really be spread out quite a bit.
Yes, because there are so many opportunities in the media, for instance, which is not only writing and television, but many other ways to earn a living, too, in art and design and in science and technology, even in teaching. Surprisingly, I went to a conference a couple of weeks ago with deans of many culinary schools, and almost everybody said that their enrollment is up, even in these hard times. So I think this is a time that people who have always wanted to be in the food industry, this is their chance to go enroll in a professional cooking school.
You know, Irena, I think a lot of it at this point, at least in, you know, in my life, you get to the point where you really want to do something that you love to do. Because sometimes people are really miserable in their day jobs, and they finally break off and say, you know, I got to do something that I really love to do that's fun. You know, maybe I won't make as much money, but there's all this other self-fulfillment.
Well, yes, because I came across a very interesting young woman recently who was a chef on a private yacht. And if you get a job like that, of course, you don't have any mortgage or rent to pay, mm-hmm. no car payments. And once you're 3 miles offshore, there are no taxes. and you go around the world in absolutely gorgeous circumstances. So that's an interesting job.
That really is. How did you compile this list of potential food jobs?
Well, you're right, Tanya. It did take quite a long time. And I myself have worked in the food world for many, many years, both as a cookbook writer and as a cookbook publisher. But I also worked at Windows on the World and the Rainbow Room. So I knew restaurants from the inside. And I had many jobs. But on the other hand, I'd never had a job as a chef on a yacht or or being on the Iron Chef. And so what I did was I contacted shamelessly all my friends in the food industry and got them to write about what it's like to work in a cookbook-only bookstore like Kitchen Arts and Letters in Manhattan, and what it's like to work preparing the food for the astronauts. And so I've got quotes and essays and comments and advice from many, many famous people in the food world, from Alice Waters to Anthony Bourdain, and everybody was so generous with their time. I asked, for instance, the founder of Cooks Illustrated, Chris Kimball, if he would talk about his huge culinary empire, and he wrote about a 2,500-word essay, which is included word for word in this book. So it's a lot of big range of different kinds of jobs.
I found it very interesting reading the different recipe for success from different people in the book.
Yes, because there are people who have experienced it from the inside out. So no matter what the job, one really has to spend some time just learning it. For instance, having a specialty food store, it's as important to be buying the material that goes into the shop as it is to know how to sell it.
You know, it's amazing because you can go from one extreme to another and still be involved in food in one way or another.
Yes, I mean, in fact, Tanya, the way the whole thing started was I asked one of the students in my class at the Culinary Institute what she was going to do when she graduated. And she looked at me like, what a strange question that is. And she folded her arms and sort of looked around the room and she said she would like to go shopping. And everybody in the class thought that was really funny. But as I said, I used to work at Windows on the World, and I knew a lot of people there. And one of the people I knew was the woman who did the tabletop buying, the knives and forks and the salts and peppers and all the fancy dishes. And so after September the 11th, when that restaurant was no more, she formed a group of restaurants, and she's doing tabletop consulting for several, several restaurants. And my student who wants to go shopping is now working for her.
Now, isn't that interesting? And that's what she does. She shops.
Yes, and there was somebody else who arrived at the class looking very grand with the Wall Street Journal under his arm. Like he was too good for the likes of us with peas and beans and carrots. And so he's now working as a financial analyst specializing in food companies.
The whole local sustainable market is just so important in this day and age. And I just think educating the public to that is key. And the more that people realize and find out about it, I think it's easily supported.
Yes, and the other day I was talking to somebody who says that he's a specialist in growing herbs, kitchen garden herbs like thyme and marjoram and mint and basil, and he'd just been laid off from his job. And I suggested that maybe he should just supply herbs to a restaurant, but also to make bouquets for the tables instead of having flowers. And so he's doing that, and now he's incorporating also the herb of remembrance, which is rosemary, in bridal wreaths. So he's actually making a living out of his hobby. And that's the main purpose of this book, to try and find something that people not just like to do, but really love to do with a great passion.
Is it hard to break in?
I think it's very hard to break into being, for instance, a magazine writer at the moment. But there are always new opportunities. And I find myself full of optimism and thinking that things are really going to get better. But also, I think when one door closes, it's such an opportunity to explore writing online. And although it might seem, if you start a blog, that nobody's looking at it, in fact, gradually over a period of time, people do find you if your writing is good. But it's no good saying, I would like to be a writer, and then not actually writing anything. So this is hard work, thinking about what you really want to do for a career, because that's quite different from a job. A job is a job, and a career is a lifetime dedication.
And is this your advice to your current students?
Well, I've never actually said that in just that way, but I have two pieces of advice for my students. One is, if you don't ask for what you want, your chances of getting it are pretty close to zero. Nobody's going to come along and hand it to you. You have to actually ask for it. My other piece of advice, Tonia, is that while you're thinking about changing jobs and perhaps going into the food field, the last person you should discuss this with is somebody who loves you, because they're going to say, oh, don't go, and they'll put all sorts of barriers up and raise lots of objections. So wait until you've made up your mind, and then tell the person you love and the person who loves you.
Oh, I love that advice. That's very interesting. That's really interesting.
Well, the fact is that it's difficult to break into any new industry, particularly if you're an older person. But it's surprising, like I am, it's surprising, I find, here at the Culinary Institute, how many people in the late 30s to mid 40s who are enrolling in culinary school.
You know, Irina, this book is filled with wonderful ideas for people that are, whether they're a diehard foodie or just have always had that dream. It's just a wonderful book that gives people a lot of inspiration and a lot of great ideas. So I definitely commend you on this, and I guess that's why you're winning awards.
Yes, I'm very happy that the book is being recognized. And somebody told me just a few days ago that he'd come across the book in somebody's bedroom, and he had taken it into his room and decided to come to the Culinary Institute based on the book itself. And that was, I think, one of the greatest thrills of my life, that I really was able to guide somebody into something he really, really wanted to do.
We're talking with Irina Chalmers about her new book called Food Jobs, and I can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes of your time today. I know you're a busy woman, but I wish you lots of success with the book, and I hope we get to meet someday. And thank you for the inspiration on working in the food world.
Thank you very much.